Chapter 8. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalm 92, verse 1. When the Lord appears in view, all things pass and all is new. Love divine o'erflows the soul. Love does all our sin, their sins control. It was with something of this feeling that our young friend got up for her daily work the next morning, for nothing seemed to be any trouble to her, and besides, how wonderful it was to her that she could walk better. Even going down the stairs was quite different, and though she had black looks and cross words to bear, they did not matter. She could get the children and breakfast ready more quickly, and after breakfast there was plenty to do. The milk pails had to be washed, and now she could step over the sill of the door, which before had been such a trouble to her. Perhaps you do not know what a door sill is, but in country houses it used to be very common, and you could easily be tripped up by it if you were not careful. Ruth carried the pails out to dry, which she had been unable to do, or only sometimes and then with great difficulty. As soon as she got out of the door and was putting them on a bench under the old yew tree, the Lord spoke these words to her heart. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. She felt she must leap for joy at the Lord's goodness to her, and she sang the hymn, All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all. And for some days after, when she was alone, she still kept on singing it. She could also say, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I will only mention one more thing about Ruth, and then leave her for the present. The next time she was able to get to chapel, Mr. Mockford took for his text, Thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty, they shall behold the land that is very far off. Isaiah 33, verse 17. This was made a great blessing to her, and at the close of the service they sang the hymn 247, which I have told you Ruth had written on the wall of her room, O Lord, I would delight in thee. This was almost more than she could bear, and as soon as she could, she crept away down to the bottom of the chapel graveyard, and there she told the Lord that she would try and delight herself in him, for he was her best, her only friend. Like the Ruth we read of in the Bible, she felt she wanted to be with the Lord's people as long as she lived, also that she might be buried with them, just where she then stood, in the Heathfield Chapel burying ground. Now my story is ended. You may be interested to know that Ruth is still living, and can say with the psalmist, I am a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. She is now an old lady, and has passed through many more trials and temptations, but her loving friend, the Lord Jesus, has watched over her, preserved her, blessed her, and provided for all her needs, so that he daily gives her cause to raise new Ebenezers to his praise. Dear children and young people, is this friend your friend, or is it your desire and prayer that he may be so? He has said, Seek, and ye shall find, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. May the Holy Spirit place in your young hearts a deep need of the Savior, that you may indeed seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near, and also give you the same love to the house of God as he did to Ruth, so that your prayer may be, Give me, O Lord, a place, and within thy blessed abode, among the children of thy grace, the servants of my God.